So he gives third example. And third example he gives of a wife or a husband or a lover and a beloved. So if the husband is gone out, so wife is waiting. It is gone, probably gone abroad for a few months. It is completely meditating on her husband and just thinking when he's going to come. And every day I'll quote his photo, everything like that, he's taking it. And when he comes, he's not going to take her demands in front of him, but he will call him and give him a good afternoon to say, give him good cold water, fan him, service, so much service to him. And then if she's really very good wife, she will not care even for anything for her husband. She will completely just look for the satisfaction of the husband. And this service and this mood is been what we wanted. So he prays that I may have this kind of love or mamta or priti or faith or affection, attachment for the Lord as this beloved has for her lover. And he says here, in this example we get some fragrance of Gopi Bhava, because this is the attitude of Gopi. So this upakshan, this story of Dhritarashtra, starts from here, Bhakti Yoga, the real Bhakti Yoga, the cream, because now since Canto is about to come, starts from here the whole thing, the fragrance has started coming here now. So this is what is inspired by the devotees. Some people, how to become dasas and dasas, they are trying to please the guru. So, and they are doing different, they're bringing apples to him, or they are saying that some are near guru, that if he gets pleases, all his money in his pocket will come in my pocket, and like that. And different kind of people are there, and they're trying to guru, to please the guru. But how guru will get pleased? When we get the inner moods of the guru. What is in his heart? Who is worshipping? Whom he is worshipping? If we worship his worshipable deity with same intensity and feeling and surrender as he is doing, then it will be more pleased. And also we get teaching from him, we ask him, we inquire from him how we can serve him in a better way. This way he will get more pleased. Guru will get more pleased. And we may need so many things and come in the shelter of Guru. It's very difficult to give a woman or a man to give him to him. So, but have you leave the attachment for the woman and the man? Okay, if you didn't leave, that's that also. But what about this body? Most people come and then they become lazy. And they are always trying to feed the body and all that, and they forget to use them and all that. If you tell them now it's time, so much festival is there, so I should go and wash some utensils. I got cold and got this and that and I can't do it. So like this, they try to go with. What's the use of this body? Then it's gone into ashes after death. They're not going to take this body. So this body, if doesn't get used in the service of Guru and Vaishnava, what's the use of this body? Because they're praying, I may be able to become Dasanudas by tan mana vajan, by body mind, not just by mind and body, body mind. So we should dedicate our body, mind and words to the service of Guru and Vaishnava. Then you may say, oh, we don't find such Vaishnavas. But you can't say that you don't find such Vaishnavas, because if such Vaishnavas are not there, this earth planet cannot stay anymore in this position. So there are some Vaishnavas who are that much qualified. And Krishna will provide you. And Krishna is providing, so you should serve him. So he's again praying that why I want the association of these devotees? Because these devotees are so expert, and Harikatha emanating from their mouth is so powerful, and it's just like the edge of a sword. It will cut our attachment from all the material objects, and it will transfer it to the lotus feet of Krishna. So Guru and Vaishnavas are like surgeons, they are doctors, they are experts. Just like in the heart surgery, they put on this organ and put it there and this vessel there. Like that Guru Vaishnava, they are very expert. They will cut off your attachment from material objects and they will transfer it in the lotus feet of Krishna. That's why I want the position of this powerful devotee. And I may serve them. First, I may develop my mamta, my attachment for these devotees. And then, gradually, they will transfer it to Krishna. This is the way. So, we should be very we should be very enthusiastic, we should be very faithful in serving the instructions, different instructions, the five different instructions of Rupa Goswami, hearing Bhagavad Katha, all the things. Because Hari Katha, we should feel that it is Krishna himself, non-different from Krishna. How? Krishna is disguised in the form of Hari Katha, and it's coming to you. So be very conscious and enthusiastic to hear Hari Katha. And I advise to everybody, not me, Maharaj, I advise to everybody that we should it, everybody become dedicated, determined, and Hare Krishna.
Don't
sacrifice. Srimad Bhagavatam, they also they don't accept. They are not.
So it says to us, it's okay, just with our sampradaya, not to mix too closely.
We can give honor to them,
yes.
Against our sin. But this gives honor mercy. Don't wear bridge mind. Both like no more things. The whole world is common. They cannot sing by the whole world. I think that's 15 or 20. What is it? If he comes and takes my examination, I will not say party. I can give this.
We said in the class the other day that in Gorkha, that when the moon is going to Mars, Krishna threatens to throw them out. Is that true? He tells them he will throw them out of the palace. Did he say that?
No. Don't fear. Anyone can like Haridas. I will not do Krishna. But when they have come, I will do Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. I can keep it. But Haridas Thakur was very simple person for his sister. Other is narrow like there, he should have cheated. I could have cheated. Why go to Gopi's husbands are asking, where are you going? Where are you going? I'm not going anywhere. No, no, you are going. I am going to take flowers. I am going to drink water to drink. I am going to watch the sun or do that. Also said, I'm going to my sister. Are you your sister there? Oh, I am there, I know, but I will go like so many things there. There is all these things, Lalita Swami and Vishaka Swami. But you don't teach me. I'm sorry. Don't try to teach me. Huh? Each other. Not caring from offense of Vaishnava and non offense. That's very friend to me. But we should always be a friend.
We disobey them, we make offense to them.
Huh?
They say, if I don't listen to them, then I make offense to them.
Sound more political, man. I'm trying to also give all this. Sometimes occasions can that it looks like that everything I just need. Okay. Once I did whole much and everything and went to Govardhan. And Govardhan was so merciful that he gave me rohi chapati without asking from anyone. Everything is and he used to come to me to hear Bhagavatam. Puri, sing, so everything used to come. When I went to Govardhan, but this time I was thinking back to go back to this boy, Pandar, and his father came to me at once. Bharat, you should come to my house. And I did not go to your house. I go to a place where I can chant and remember. And he told that my house is out of town, very good room, and very special room. You can, I will. Devi Parikrama. Devi, unlike Harina. Very reading Bhagavatam, very reading Kaitan and very sweet tears. When I need to listen to certain things coming, he was telling them, you have to do a one there. I thought that I don't want to make any further mathematics. I want to read all things and do that. Hello. Anyone has a function. No, by the end of the night. Come to me. To give.
What? Trust. During the big ceremony. And this assembly was there, in which all the great personalities, all the great kings, rishis, and saintly people had come. They were all in Indraprastha. This assembly was being organized. And in that assembly of all the great personalities who came all from different directions of the world, practically every known personality was present in that assembly. And Krishna, who himself is the supreme personality of Godhead, who controls all the cosmic manifestations, everything comes out of him and everything annihilates by him. He personally, himself, what he was doing in that assembly? He was washing the feet of everyone who is coming in that assembly. Supreme personality of God. So, then, this is very humble service he is doing, and is showing by his own example that no matter how great you are, what standard of humility we should follow is being brought to us by him in this place now. At this time, question arise that who shall they worship first for their sacrifice or whatever they want you to do, who should they honor first? So, among five Pandavas, the youngest, Sahadev, he came out with a proposal. He said, I see Krishna to be the only person here who should be worshipped in the first place, because he is showing by his example, at the same time, he is himself the personality of God, the supreme personality of God, like that. And as soon as he spoke this, all the Pandavas and all the favorable, all the well-wishers of Krishna and favorable persons present there, they noted, yes, we agree with him. But as soon as Shishupal heard this, he became angry and furious, and he resisted to the proposal. And all personalities like Duryodhan, Karna, Dushasan, Jayadrath, etc., etc., who were from their group, they started giving him more wind, this Shishupal. And they were also on their power, he was speaking more and more against Krishna. And he was cursing him like anything, saying, Iska baap theek nahi hai. His father is not certain who is his father. And he is thief. And he has been stealing all around his childhood. And not just stealing small things, he stole the clothes of young gopis, young girls. Such a bad person, a debauchee. And so many kind of other allegations he gave on Krishna. And like this, he was speaking again and again. And when he spoke about 100 bad words to Krishna, Sudarshan Chakra came in Krishna's hand, and from his hand he shoot it out and cut the neck of Shishupal. Sudarshan Chakra doesn't always stay with Krishna. Only when required, it came. And it helped. It worked to serve Krishna. And all the present person there, not all, like Narad, Yudhishthir, Vyasa, all these people, they saw this light coming out from the body of Shishupal, and it entered in the lotus feet of Krishna. Not everybody saw this. And it entered in the lotus feet of Krishna. So he got Sarupya Mukti. At this time, Yudhishthir, he got a bit confused. And he asked Narad. He said, Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead. He is aptakam, self-satisfied, completely, fully content, and completely desireless, in the sense he doesn't require anything. So, why we see at all different times that he favors to the demigods and do not favor to the demons? He favors to his devotees and he doesn't show favor to the non-devotees. So, it is said the supreme personality of Godhead is never partial. Is impartial. So now we see partiality here. So how is that possible? And here, the Shishupal, such a bad person, he's even saying bad words to Krishna himself, and he should go to hell, and he should have got leprosy on his body, something like that, some punishment he should get. And here we see that he is getting Sarupya Mukti. How is that possible? What kind of judgment is this? So I'm completely confused. Please clear my ignorance. So here, Maharaj spoke that this upakhyan, this story for Lord Maharaj, and this question being asked by Yudhishthira to Naraji. This has been spoken by Srila Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur about 180 times. And also Param Guru Maharaji spoke about 180 times. And Maharaj himself, he said, I spent a lot of time in order to understand what is the mystery behind this question, this very serious subject matter being discussed between Yudhishthira and Narad. And he said, by the mercy of Guru and Vaishnavas, and after doing a lot of research in the commentaries of Srila Vishwanatha Saraswati Thakur and other acharyas, he got what are the deeper meanings of this subject matter being discussed between Yudhishthira Maharaj and Narada Muni. So he is advising to all of us here that we are hearing Bhagavad and it's for 7 days, but unless we go deep in the subject matter, and if not all the subject matter, at least something which strikes our mind, and we don't meditate on that, don't try to go what are the depths of it, and then after knowing the depth and the teaching, if you don't try to apply in our life, then no use. It's just a waste of time. Generally, Bhagavad in local PVC, all around people, they conduct Bhagavad discourses for 7 days. This is called Bhagavad Saptaha. This is Rajasic. It's in the mode of passion. And Bhagavad, which is for Dwadash, that is 12 days, is considered to be a little bit Sattvic, not all Sattvic. But Bhagavad, which is for the whole life, that is Nirguna. So we do Bhagavad in Nirguna, in the Nirguna platform. Or rather, he says, if we are hearing Bhagavad and if we are speaking on Bhagavad with the object to apply the teachings in our life, means to get persistent, to get situated, yes, to get situated in the teaching of Bhagavad, then it is called Nirguna Bhagavad. So now Narad Muni started answering the question asked by Yudhishthira Maharaj, and he said, firstly we should understand that Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, is not afraid of anybody. Nobody can fear him. So that is why nobody can become his enemy, because he is fearless. First point. Second point, that he is fully content after calm. So he doesn't have any desire which is unfulfilled. So he doesn't need to take any bribe from anybody so that anybody may fulfill his desire. So it is said in Shastras at all different places and each every verse confirms that he is Samadarishi, he is impartial, he is equal to everyone. But it's unfortunate on the part of conditioned souls that he doesn't understand this, being conditioned in the material mode. Just as we are at this moment, at this point, we don't understand the impartial nature of Gurudev. How he is partial, impartial to everybody, how he is equal to all of his disciples. We see, if Guruji is giving him more mercy to him and he is giving less mercy to him, he is giving him more encouragement, he is giving less to him. So, he says, he says, this is not true. He says, just like Krishna, Guruji is also impartial and he is equal to all. But we will understand gradually when we do bhajan, and then our consciousness lifts up and we get off, come out from this dvesha, isha, matsarya, means jealousy, and etc., etc., this thing come out. Then by the mercy of Guru, one day we'll definitely understand that Guru is equal to all. He is never partial to anybody. He gives his mercy to everybody. Just like that.
The sun is shining everywhere, and the sun is shining even down to the rays on everyone.
Exactly. The same thing is coming out with a few more examples.
after coming on the part of God, but same can imply for Guru also. And he cited that verse, Vidya Vinaya Sankarni, Brahmane Gayavasani, from Bhagavad Gita, confirming the impartial nature of Guru and Krishna both. So if Vaishnava or Gurudev is impartial, what to say of the personality of God being the source of everything? So we cannot understand how much equal he is to everybody. What about Hanuman? Is he impartial or is partial? We saw in the battle of with Ramachandra and Ravana, he took the side of Ramachandra. So he's impartial. He's partial. He's partial. But Maya says no, he is impartial. And when we will understand that, then we will do bhajan. When we got the mercy, then we will understand that Hanuman was not partial, he was impartial. He was equal to Ravana also, he was equal to Ramachandra. This you will understand one day by the mercy of Gurudev. So here, in this pastime of Prahlad Maharaj, with the association of Prahlad Maharaj, all these students, his class fellows, are becoming Krishna conscious, and they are becoming like million Prahlads that they are now. Everybody is coming. So here, in this verse, Maharaj spoke, word again came Kevalya, the same word which we'll be discussing in another verse, 12, 13, 12. But here he says, Krishna bestows Kevalya to everybody. Kevalya meaning prema. To whom? Not to everybody. To whom? Only those who are qualified candidates. But he also gives Kevalya to others. That is moksha. To Kevalya. And Shishupal, apparently created that he got Kevalya, that is moksha, liberation, but he did not get that liberation. He got Sarukhya. He was situated back in his constitutional position as Jaya Sandhita. But nobody could understand, except Narad, Vyasa, Yudhishthir, or those who are themselves situated in their constitutional position. Except those, nobody could understand how it happened and when it happened. Krishna is not envious of everybody, anybody. He's not envious at all. Just like sun. Sun is equal to everybody. Even living things, non-living things, whatever it is, it's equal to everybody. But there is one bird, an owl. He always keeps his eyes closed. So if he keeps his eyes closed, then he cannot blame on sun that is not giving light to him. Or if you put yourself in a closed room and close the doors and shut the windows and everything out, and you're in dark room, it's not to be blamed. I mean, the sun is not to be blamed that you're in darkness. It's our fault. So, similarly, Krishna is also merciful to everybody, but it's only in the part of conditioned soul, or we accept his mercy, or we don't accept his mercy, like that. Tasmat vairagye nubandhe. So in this verse it says that one may absorb his mind, completely absorb his mind in Krishna by means of bhakti, by means of bhaya, by means of sneha, by means of shatruta, by means of kama, avishya. Avishya means he is completely absorbed. So, if we have this absorption in our bhajan, then only we can be successful in our bhajan. Unless this absorption is there, no success will come. What is this absorption? How we can understand? So, I give a nice example. We all sit now and I say, here is a snake. And then everybody, immediately everybody's consciousness will turn to the snake. And wherever it will go, everybody will be the snake and want to get out of that place where the snake is going. Completely scared, panicked. And all the hair standing on the end. This is called absorption. This absorption is required for our bhajan. 24 hours, continuous absorption. Then our bhajan will become successful. Ye vitenu kayene krishne mano nibesen. By any means we should absorb our mind in Krishna consciousness. Whatever condition, whatever favorable circumstance helps us to absorb our mind in Krishna consciousness, that we should take it immediately. And we should apply that to our life. Generally speaking, dread, that is jealousy, bhay, fearness, and chatuta, enmity, are unfavorable for devotion. They are not favorable for devotion or devotional service. In this verse also, bhakti has been referred. So Maharaj is saying which bhakti has been referred here. Because they said that just like you can engage your mind by means of enmity, by means of fear, and by means of jealousy, you can absorb your mind as quickly, you cannot do with bhakti. So to absorb your mind is more easier by means of fearness, by means of enmity, and by means of jealousy, generally speaking. So the comparison here, bhakti which has been compared with these three things, what bhakti is this? This is Vedi bhakti, is this, not Raghunuga bhakti. And Vedi bhakti of what standard? Of offensive, anarthagras. When we have so much of offenses and anarthas, that Vedi bhakti, not any other. Because Raghunuga bhakti starts off with ruchi. There is no platform as nishtha and all that. It starts from ruchi and bounces atakti, bhav, etc. like that. That is why I said that it is very rare, durlabh, very, very rare. Only if somebody gets causeless mercy from Guru and Vaishnava, he may get it. There is no other way. Shishupal, when he took birth, he had four hands. And a voice came from the sky that anybody whom you see and by his justice, as happily as he sees you and your two hands cut off, disappeared, take it for granted, that person will kill you, or that person will be your death, like that. So, as soon as Shishupal, his mother first prayed to Krishna when he was young, so Krishna came to that assembly and Krishna, as soon as Krishna saw Shishupal, Shishupal's two hands disappeared. So Shishupal's mother, she requested Krishna not to kill Shishupal. He said, no, I have no point in killing Shishupal. I don't have any enmity with Shishupal. No, it has been said, voice came from the sky, that whosoever sees him and by his seeing his two hands disappear, this person will kill Shishupal. So it has happened, by your vision, Shishupal's two hands have disappeared. So I request you not to kill him. He says, okay, I can't say that I will not kill him, but at the most I can forgive his 100 offenses. And after that, I will consider. So she says, okay, he will not commit 100 offenses to you. I will tell him not to do that. So, in the meantime, when Shishupal, he grows up, and as soon as his consciousness little bit grows, and he starts understanding that what is death, and what is birth, and what is old age and disease, and he gets Krishna, is going to kill him. So he is completely absorbed. He is going to be my cause of death, so I should kill him before he kills me. He will completely get absorbed in that. This is called absorption in enemy. But there was one quality in his enemy. There was one quality. What was the quality? He was not committing any offenses to Vaishnavas. And he was not doing any anarthas. That was the way. That is why his absorption was so powerful that he got the mercy from Krishna. He again gave example of Ajamila's story which he quoted in the morning. As we saw in the life of Ajamila, although he was taking names of Narayan, but he was also committing abominable activities. So Maharaj here wanted to point out what is this where we should understand. Means what is this animosity we should understand. It is different. It is different. There are two ways to understand a thing. One is on transcendental platform, that is paramarthic, and one is lokic, mundane. Two visions, mundane vision and a transcendental vision. So Ajamila, whatever abominable activities he did, they were mundane abominable activities. They were not transcendental bad activities. There's no such thing as bad activities in transcendental platform. Ajamila's all activities were abominable in the mundane sense. Similarly, if we don't commit any offense with animosity or jealousy or enviousness in the transcendental platform or things which are transcendental, like Harinam, Vaishnavas, Gurus, Dham, etc., etc., all these things, if we don't commit offense to them with animosity, then what is it? Then we get the mercy. But if we commit offenses to these things, then it becomes offense. Otherwise, generally, our bad habits, which we do wrong things, that are not counted, that are uncountable, because they are mundane in nature, because we have this habit to do, so there's difference. But we should be careful, because if first purposefully we do, purposefully, means if, for example, there's Vaishnava A and there's Vaishnava B, and this Vaishnava B is the somehow or another develops some animosity with Vaishnava A and is criticizing him. In the meantime, Vaishnava C comes and he starts talking with Vaishnava C about Vaishnava A, and the Vaishnava C, he just starts hearing, or he says, yes, he is like that. Yes, or if he just hears him, so then this Vaishnava C is completely involved and he will be gone. So we should avoid this. Not even silently hearing the criticism of any Vaishnava. This has also been prohibited. Because they are all Vishnu Jan, Aprakrit Tattva. They are transcendental, or they are related to the transcendental things, or to the transcendental. What to say of beating a Vishnu? If hearing is like that, what to say of beating a Vishnu? Or what to say of making any plans or controversies to involve them? All these things. This will uproot your bhakti, completely uproot. Like a mad elephant. So if our absorption is devoid of this is devoid of this aparad, then definitely our bhajan will become successful. Generally it says that if Vaishnavas are coming and we don't respect them, we see a Vaishnava and then we don't respect, it is offensive. Means you don't have any animosity, but just because you are careless, or just because you are so ignorant, this is offensive. Or if he's going and you don't see him up, and if you can help him out and you're not helping him out, so all these are offensive. He gives a nice example of absorption. There is one insect, sort of spider. You understand spider? Sort of spider. So this spider, there are two kind of spiders, this thing. One who drinks oil, some kind of oil, and he dwells on this oil. That is his food. And there's another kind of spider, he just takes birth wherever this, some water is collected, dirty water, he can take birth there and it goes there. So this spider which takes birth on this dirty water is smaller in size. And there is another insect of the same kingdom. It is bigger in size to that spider. Now what this spider does, he somehow or another traps that bigger insect of his own kingdom and catches him and gets him in his own house where he stays, and in that house he gives him so much fearful gestures and like that. And this big insect of the same kingdom, and he gets you, oh, he's going to kill me now. He's unable to kill him because it's smaller in size, but he makes him fearful. And this bigger insect, he gets scared from this smaller one. And as a result, after a few days, what happens? There's this bigger insect transforms into this the same shape and same body of this small spider.
So this is because of his complete absorption in that by the person. He's going to kill me, he's going to kill me, he's going to kill me.
Which kind is that? The one that takes birth in oil? Or
yeah, in one, when it takes birth in the dirty water.
In the dirty water.
So, like that, it happens. So he says, similarly, just like if the loin is powerful, he can overcome a big elephant. The elephant is so big in size, but still, loins, they are quite capable to overcome the elephant. Similarly, this spider, he plays the same trick and shows him here, and this big insect completely transforms into the same spider as in 2 days' time it happens. So similarly, he says, we should not doubt or feel that this Harikatha is imagination, that thinking or absorbing our mind in Harikatha is imagination. No. What happened to Bharat Maharaj? He was absorbed in Girin in the form of a deer. And what happened? He turned, transformed in the form of a deer. So it's from man to deer, if possible, what is the evolution factor? So take it for granted. Everything will be calculated at the time when you pass your last breath. And that time will be counted. Whatever absorption you have in your mind and heart, that's what you're going to get. What is this? Ashtakaliya Leela Seva. What is this? In the third example of first chapter of Dev Dharma, there is a strains of Dabaji morning time, and he's chanting Harinam and Shiv coming out of his eyes and meditating in the Nishanta Leela, and he's saying, Oh, Raman Manjari, take care of this tree monkey, Kakti, named Kakti, is disturbing Radha Madhav, Radha Govinda, and they are sleeping and they want to wake up and making noise, just make a keep quiet life. So, in outer vision or what we see, there is Kakti, there is Raman Manjari, there is Nishant, there is nothing. But his vision is completely absorbed in the morning time. And he's standing up and he's crying out of tears in Nishantila. This is absorption. Mahaprabhuji was always absorbed like this, thinking, I am Srimati Radhika, and in this mood is completely absorbed all the time. Unless we have absorption, bhakti is very durable, very weak. You cannot get any access to Prajapati things by any means. The absorption which we want here starts off from ruchi, and this absorption comes after you have greed for bhakti. Then this absorption will manifest in your heart, because then you will not have any time for doing offenses. You don't have any time, you're completely absorbed over what he's doing, what